Today is Sunday, September 6th, 2015, and this...
So, girls, I was thinking I wanted to do, like, a weekend trip to Vegas.
Nice!
Like, hello, right now, I can't go. Gosh. All the smoking and drinking and partying.
It's
and
not a good...
It's not a good... Antonio's not going to go for that.
Yeah.
Better I wait till next time.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 519.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight on a delightful Sunday evening of a holiday weekend.
Guess what that means.
So it's practically a Saturday evening.
Pretty much.
So we've been drinking since
noon. Is this your Saturday?
We've been drinking for 8 hours. So this is going to be one of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's going to be a short show because there's not much news to talk about, but we all know
we
how
always
that works.
End up going on tangents. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, life is good. Mm-hmm. What can I say? We have some Vegas stuff to talk about. We've got a bunch of phone calls, including some fun phone calls from our friends Melanie and Trisha that I've held on to. And they're fitting for a show when we're in this mood because they too were drunk when they left their calls. And those are delightful. I'm looking forward to sharing those with you.
Great.
Before we get into news, we have a brief update on the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, which is coming your way in mid-October. It's going to be held at the D. Downtown Las Vegas. It's going to be lots of fun. We are going to be there doing our podcast live with our friends from Vegas Gang, our friends from Vegas Tripping. Our friend Dr. Dave is going to be releasing his new book about Atlantic City there. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have our...
Many other people are going to be involved as well.
Yes, many other events and whatnot. So I'm sure you're aware of that if you've been listening to the show. If not, visit VegasInternetMafia.com. But the reason I bring it up this week is because registration for our Sigma Derby tournament, the 777th. It's actually, what, the third annual 777th?
Yes.
Running of the Vimftucky Derby. Registration for that is going to open on Friday. So if you're interested, this usually fills up pretty quick, and there are only 30 positions available. We encourage people to team up. So that, you know, everybody can participate.
A couple things before you sign up.
Yes.
You need to have your people who, you're going to have one person who's going to serve as the jockey who's pressing the buttons, but you can have several people on your team.
Correct.
You need to have a horse name.
Yes, so start thinking of a horse name if you have not already.
You cannot have a horse with no name.
That's true. Or you could call it horse with no name, I suppose.
You could.
But that would be the name, in which case it wouldn't be a horse with no name.
Right.
It would be a horse called a horse with no name.
Right. The name of the horse with no name would be a horse with no name.
It would be. Yes.
And you also need a sire and a dam.
So you can have additional names if you have a second and third choice.
Right.
For your names, I guess.
I've been compiling names.
Good. I look forward to seeing what you come up with. You are the team leader for our team, if you choose to enter. And last year, I don't even think, I was busy in a corner signing books. No, I was signing postcards.
Yes.
Not books.
You were
the
drunkenly
book was not
signing
out.
Postcards.
I was writing out postcards and on a video poker machine feet away and didn't, I wasn't really too engaged, unfortunately. But it's always
That's
a
okay.
good time. People are into it.
And didn't someone have to call you over, hey? By the way, your wife's playing right now.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, good. Tell her good luck. I only show up when I hear that, that you know, like our friend Krishna is going to be doing her round, and I can yell from the distance. I can heckle her from a distance because that's my favorite hobby. Yes, it's great. So if you're planning on signing up, start to think about your horse name and check VegasInternetMafia.com and the @Vimf Twitter account for updates and specific times and additional information about when and how.
Is it 11:11 Pacific time
on
Friday?
Know. Let's say yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, the official word will be on VegasInternetMafia.com.
Yes. But that
Go sounds,
there.
That
Don't take
right.
our word for it. Go there for the official details.
It's going to be fun. I believe there will be a sign up at some point for the Sunday morning, whatever that the gambling round gambling robin tournament.
When some people will be up, some people will be hungover.
Oh, it's going to be, yeah. We'll probably observe part of it. I would imagine we'll make it there for part of it. I don't think we're going to be participating, but.
As much as we would like to.
I would love to, but I'm not, I know myself.
I know that that's whether, well, we're going to be imbibing, but it's going to be a late night.
It will be because
the
we
night
know
before.
What's going to happen. We'll do the podcast.
Yep.
And we will be drinking before the podcast. We'll be drinking during the podcast.
Yes.
Afterwards, we will be so overjoyed that we're done and so relieved and the stress will be over. We will be
drinking to celebrate that fact.
Post podcast. And then we're going to go over to the Daughtry concert and we're going to drink through that as well.
Right.
And then we're going to go to Bar Prohibition. I think, isn't that where the after party is?
I think it is.
Or is it a Long Bar?
I do not
Maybe
know.
Maybe both. I don't know.
Possibly both.
We'll probably swing by Long Bar at the very least.
Yes.
And then we'll go to Bar Prohibition.
Yes.
So then we'll get to bed around 2:30, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And we're going to be drunk. And then we're going to wake up in the morning and we're going to regret some things that we did and probably said on the podcast.
I think those things will probably be Fireball.
There might be Fireball involved. And then, you know, we're going to need to get some food. Hopefully we'll be able to actually get up and move and be functional.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the bingo / second podcast event with our friends from Denton Dallas Beyond, and you can bet on that.
Yep.
Plus bingo. We're not going to miss bingo.
No, we're not going to miss that part.
Playing some fucking bingo. I'm going to be there for our friends' shows as well. So we've got that going on, and that's like sometime, I don't know, what, early afternoon?
Yeah.
I don't even know. We'll be there for that. The tournament, we're going to try
to... The tournament's like, what, 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Which
people who are much more hardcore than us,
yeah,
by which I mean probably younger and more suitable for such things,
yeah,
they're going to be there and they're going to win some money and they're going to have a good time.
And that's awesome.
We're going to go by and we're going to be like, yeah, you guys are, we were like that once.
Mm-hmm.
shit, it's going to be a great weekend. I'm so much looking forward to it. And
it's going to be really fun.
So if you can be in Vegas in mid-October for, what is it, the 16th through the 18th?
Yep.
Yeah, be there. It's going to be at the D and Golden Gate, and all the details are on the website I mentioned a minute ago, and it's going to be a great time, and we can't wait to see you all and hang out with you, and it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So with that, let's move on to talk about this week's news and whatnot. I have no rumors this week, just news.
Oh, you don't get to use your fancy little sound clip?
I don't know. We'll see how things go. But there is, there's kind of a rumor. I'm not going to use it. It's not clip worthy because I think it's accurate. But let's start at Wynn Las Vegas. There's a nightclub there. It's been open for a long time called Tryst. Have we been to Tryst?
Have we been to any clubs?
Sure we have. We've been to Rose Rabbit Lie. We've been to Coyote Ugly. That's kind of a club in
been
a sense.
Been to Hyde.
We've been to Hyde. So we've, sure, we've been to some, we haven't been to the clubs. So no, we haven't been to Tryst. Anyway, it's closing. At the end of October, it's going to be closing according to Vegas 7. Might be closed for as long as 6 months while they do a complete remodel with a new concept and I'm sure a new name. It will be a game changer, no doubt, as every nightclub is that opens. It will change the way you think about nightclubs, and yet it will be exactly the same as every other nightclub you've ever thought about or been to.
Which one is Tryst again?
It's nightclub at Wynn. It's the one that's not Excess.
Okay.
Or Surrender.
All right, thanks. Yeah. that actually does clarify something.
It used to be Labette long ago. It was a very short-lived.
Was it ever Blush at one point?
I think Blush was a different one.
Blush, okay.
Yeah. So this one went from Labette. That didn't last long, and then they opened Tryst. Tryst has been open for like a decade, which for a nightclub in Las Vegas, that's a pretty good run.
That's pretty good, yeah.
So, you know, every few years, typically these places will decide, okay, we need to be better and
bigger. We were Pure, now we're Omnia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a complete revamp. So it will be, I'm sure it will be beautifully designed as all things at Wynn are.
Right.
And it will be bigger and better and badder and louder and all that stuff.
Oh, so good. More oomphs.
I'm suggesting the new name be Trite instead of Tryst.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be a good name for a nightclub.
I agree.
But we'll see. I doubt that will happen. So that's the deal at Wynn. Well, that's the deal with the nightclub at Wynn. We do have some restaurant news. There's been a lot of restaurant news at Wynn lately. This is just a follow-up to that. As we've mentioned, there is in process of being some restaurant shuffling, opening, closing, chefs moving around. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned that the namesake of the restaurant Bartolotta has left that resort. Mm-hmm. And as a result, they're moving a new chef over there from Botero. And it would make sense that they would change the name.
Right, because the dude named Bartolotta is no longer there.
It doesn't make sense to keep the guy's name on it when he's not there anymore. So they're changing the name. And according to our friends at Vegas Tripping, there has been a new trademark filing from Wynn for Costa Di Mare. I'm going to say Di Mare. Is that right?
I think so. Which you should say it with more of an Italian accent.
Costa Di Mare. Can I be more offensive with that? I sound like fucking Chef Boyardee or something.
Yes, you could be more offensive than that, but please don't.
Okay, I'll try not to. So, yes, Costa Di Mare. That is so horrible.
Oh, my God.
Would be the likely replacement, since the full name of Bartolotta is Bartolotta Ristorante Di Mare. So, you know, just slapping a new thing on there, and I don't know what mm-hmm. it fucking means. But
I think it's of the sea.
Really?
I think.
Huh, okay. Costa means sea?
Coast, maybe?
Of the sea?
I think Di Mare means of the sea.
Okay, well, I think. What does Costa mean?
Coast?
Coast of the sea.
I think.
So the restaurant is called the Sea Coast.
Yep. I'm guessing.
Which was, by the way, one of the casinos owned by the Gaughan family in the mid-80s and early 90s. shit. Okay, so that's happening at Wynn, restaurant name change. There's also a name change as part of a bar revamp down the street at Cosmopolitan. Of course, our beloved Book and Stage closed not too long ago. It's being replaced by a new lounge. We have a name for that as well. Cosmopolitan officially announced a few days ago it's going to be called Click. C-L-I, capital Q-U-E. So you could call it Clique or Cliche.
Like Cliche.
I think Cliche is good.
Yes.
It's a cocktail bar.
Why is the Q capitalized?
Because it's,
dumb.
It's fucking whatever. That's what they do. Random capitalization and punctuation. And there's no exclamation point or anything, at least.
Well, that's good. And it no could be, crazy accents I wish there was somewhere.
You see occasionally someone will slap an exclamation point on something trying to make it exciting. I think we need more question marks. So you could go, you want to meet at Click? Oh, that's already a question. Hey, we're meeting at Click? I don't know. It's going to be a cocktail bar. Their shtick is, and I think this is kind of a trend that's happening now. I seem to remember seeing something about this somewhere else, that the table side mixology.
Oh, kind of like how they mix up your salad table side.
Exactly.
Or occasionally they'll have your dessert, like your flaming.
Your flambé.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is cocktail mixology table side. They've got a cart that they push around.
You know what? It's called sitting at the bar.
Exactly. I don't need them to bring a fucking cart over to my table. That's why I sit at the bar. I like to watch the bartenders work. And plus, at the bar, they've got the full array of everything. You can only fit so much shit on a cart.
Right.
So I'm behind you on that one. Let's sit at the bar. Skip the table side mixology. Mm-hmm. They're also going to have some food.
Do I need to see it muddled?
Well, yeah. That's why we sit at the bar. We like watching the muddling.
I do like watching the muddling, but I don't need to see the muddling table side.
No.
Is what I'm saying. If I'm not sitting at the bar, I don't need to see it made in front of me. I trust you that you're not going to slip a roofie in.
Probably not. So they're going to food as well, and they're describing the food in the official announcement and website and whatnot as a variety of savory bites and shareable plates, including, this is the one that gets me, I love these descriptions, high-end street tacos.
What? No.
As well as sliders and salads, but high-end street tacos.
Doesn't high-end and street contradict each other?
Well, it's bullshit, but by saying that, they're telling you up front, we're going to charge you $15 for two tacos that are going to be the size of, like, your thumb.
We're going to charge you $15 for a taco that costs $2 to make.
Yes. So that's what makes it high-end, the price.
I love a good taco, don't get me wrong.
I'm sure they'll be delicious, but, you know,
yeah.
They could have left out the high-end part.
Are they going to bring them down from Cina Poblano?
Are they? Well, that would be a good move, but I doubt it.
I would pay for that.
Are they going to prepare them table-side?
Oh,
doubtful. No. So there you've got it. You've
Are
got some food. You've got
the
some cocktails.
Food table side,
no,
or just the drinks?
I think it's just the drinks. I don't think it's like a teppanyaki. They're not going to be.
Oh,
you're all sitting around a big taco bar, and you've got some guy back there, like flipping the shit in the air, like mm-hmm. you know, the flair bartender version of tacos.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of flair taco bartenders.
No.
That would get messy.
Would get weird.
Ground beef, especially. You throw that shit in the air, it's going everywhere. It just doesn't work. So there you have. I kind of like the idea of flair taco bartenders.
Uh-huh.
I think we've got a name for this week's show. All right. Another news item. We're going to go downtown for the next couple news items. Let's transport. Let's all take the virtual taxi cab right now from Las Vegas Boulevard.
Uber. Or just the virtual taxi?
Uber's not functional quite yet.
Okay.
So right now we're all hopping in the cab together. We're moving from Cosmopolitan, where we just talked about Click. We're going downtown to Fremont Street.
Okay.
Okay, we're at Fremont Street. Welcome, everybody.
Are you going to play a song to welcome us there?
I've got nothing.
All right.
So people who are paying...
Because it's not bar news, but it's something you might go see after you hit a bar, right?
It very well might be. There is a new attraction downtown Las Vegas at the D, the hosts of Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic. There was a very funny video that was posted by the D on Monday, a teaser video announcing that they had signed a 100-year residency contract with their newest entertainer. It was a very well-done video. I was very amused by
it. That video was really funny.
It showed the supposed D board meeting, which included like their bartenders and their dancers and all their performers, and it was great fun. So
someone dressed up as a Coney dog.
Oh, yeah. Coney D fucked up and showed up late.
Yep.
Can't trust that bastard. So there was some confusion caused by this promo video, and that members of the Vegas media who weren't paying full attention to the things said in the video thought that, you know, this is going to be a resident performer for the D showroom. And that was not stated. It was a 100-year contract with our newest entertainer. They mentioned that the father of this entertainer had been entertaining people for 400 years, which should have been a giveaway.
Right.
Probably not, you know, Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
It's going to be something a little odd, a little different. The next day, there was a press conference announcing and unveiling the new attraction, entertainer, kind of an entertainer, I don't know. And it was a replica of the famous mannequin piss statue from Belgium, which is the little boy taking a whiz.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's seen it. Your neighbor growing up probably had one in their garden. So that's what it's located near.
Not the actual one, a replica.
A replica.
Yeah.
You've seen replicas before. Have you been to this? Have you seen the actual one?
I have not seen the actual one. I have been to Belgium, but I did not see the actual
one.
Okay,
nor have I. But we will see the replica, no doubt. It's located near the valet and the entrance to the D, if you're coming in, you know, by car. And it's going to be a very popular photo op, I would imagine, because you know what? You have a couple drinks at Long Bar. Hey, let's go take our picture by the pissing boy statue, and you're going to do that. Now, the question is, why would they do this? First of all, Vegas, why not?
Why not?
Why do you put a fucking volcano next to Las Vegas Strip? Because you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't quite the magnitude of the volcano, but, you know, a statue of a pissing kid that people can take their picture by? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It also is a tribute to Derek and Greg Stevens' family heritage. They spent a lot of time in their youth, I believe, in Belgium. Their relatives are from there, and so it's part of their past, and they wanted to pay tribute to that, and this is how they're doing it. So, you know, it's an unusual Vegas-y thing, and it's kind of one of those things you're like, really? That's really? But I know that everybody's going to stop by there and have their picture taken if they're down on Fremont Street, especially, like you said, if they're drunk. I'm wondering about a couple things.
Yes.
First of all, are people going to be like... People do stupid shit after they've had some alcohol.
Are they going to be comparing their own things to the...
Somebody's going to whip their dick out at some point very soon. I just know this is going to happen. It's not going to be me, but I know somebody's going to do this. And they have to know that's going to happen, right?
Yes.
Like, who's responsible to keep an eye on these things?
I don't know. Do they have a dude hanging out there?
I feel bad if it's part of the valet's duty. Like, hey, you got to fetch people's cars. And by the way, if you see somebody with their dick out, call security. I don't know. I just know there's going to be a bad scene there at some point. And then you know that people are going to be, I remember seeing the platform. It's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can stand outside the platform and actually reach the statue. I think you can. I don't think it's that big. Are people going to be rubbing it, Schween? Probably.
Oh, you know how they...
People are going to be trying to do creative shit for their photos, which, by the way, supposedly there's a Twitter account for Mannequin Piss LV.
Yes, there is.
And one of the things they announced is that anybody who takes their picture in front of it, it will be retweeted if they tag, I suppose, if they tag the photo or the Twitter account.
Within, I would think that's within reason, though.
I hope it's not automated, because if so, you know people are going to be doing all kinds of crazy shit to it.
Mm.
Like, I don't even, I'm not even going to say like what, but you can.
I think we can all imagine things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous about what we're going to be seeing in that Twitter account. Might not be suitable for work. So anyway, if you're downtown Las Vegas and want to swing by and see the new attraction, it's located at the D. Go back to the valet area. And mm-hmm. kind of if you're heading over to the downtown event center, you can find it. It's twice the size of – the actual statue is small, so it's twice the size of the actual one in Belgium.
As opposed to the Eiffel Tower that's half the size or a third right. of the size of the one in France.
You are correct. It is the opposite of that. So there you go. We'll see. I suspect there will be some antics involving this at VIMF. I don't want to imagine what.
I have feelings of that, too. Yeah.
People have been calling for them to hook up the statue to, like, a tank of Fireball.
Oh, my dear God.
And I don't know if that would be the most sanitary thing, but.
No, because didn't Chuck say that he saw a woman yakking in the fountain part?
Before it was open, yeah. Yeah. I think so. So, anyway, I look forward to seeing what happens with this at VIMF.
I do, too.
I'm a little nervous about it.
I don't know if I commented to you or somebody else, but I would like to see the statue in a satin jacket for.
Oh, yeah. I believe they are planning on doing seasonal outfits. You know, Derek is kind of known for his crazy sport coats.
Uh-huh.
I think they're going to
do. In a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. They're fantastic. I think they're going to do some seasonal outfits for the statue as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be decorated. So maybe somebody will put together a satin jacket for VIMF. That would nice. Be awesome.
That would rule.
All right. So one other thing downtown before we move along. You may recall several weeks ago we talked about a new regulation coming from the city and the ACLU. And a bunch of people worked together on this for kind of corralling the buskers and street performers and characters and all kinds of crazy people that are trying to get tips downtown on Fremont Street. City Council took that up at their most recent meeting, and there has been some protest from the performers themselves. Many of them do not like. They don't mind the fact they have to register, because mm-hmm. anybody can register. There's no limitation. But they don't like the 2 hour per.
I'm sure some of them don't like the fact that they have to register.
The pedos are probably in favor of it. But those that spoke up didn't seem to have a problem with that. They were more concerned about the limit of 2 hours per designated space before they have to move. I think some of them, it takes a while to set up. They have equipment.
Yeah.
They don't like that at all. I know for sure that annoying fucking ventriloquist guy.
Oh, God, that guy, that creeper.
He spoke out against it. So anyway, the city council is going to continue discussing this during their September 16th meeting before hopefully approving it and at least getting something going that will maybe make this a little bit better situation rather than having tons and tons of street performers scattered everywhere. They would corral them into several dozen performance circles.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it works. I don't know. At least
I still say they need to take out some of that damn shrubbery because it's serving no purpose.
Yeah, I think the shrubbery, there's not that much of it though. And it doesn't, like, compared to
the street performers. Yeah.
Some of the other stuff. Yeah. It's probably not high on their list.
Yeah.
If what's more annoying, the street performers, the ventriloquist or the shrubbery?
Oh, the ventriloquist. Hands fucking down. Oh, my God. That guy is,
he's very annoying. So.
The part.
He likes his spot. Understand. He likes that spot right by the stage, you know.
Right.
Kind of near Third the D Street. In Fremont yeah. and Four Queens.
I get that dude is trying to make a living, but I do not need to be commented on as I am walking by. I do not appreciate that. By no. anyone.
Yes. Even me?
I live with your commentary on a daily basis, honey. I'm used to it.
Okay. You don't need strangers
I don't need randos commenting on anything that I do.
That's reasonable. So anyway, we will keep you updated on this. Hopefully something will pass soon and they will become official. And I'm not sure how quickly it will be up and, and you know, effective. It would be nice to see this in action at VIMF because then we could comment on whether or not it was actually having any impact or not.
True.
But
that would give us something to talk about at VIMF. You started hoarding things yet?
No, and I'm not yet in the position where I've started to get nervous about not having any content.
Wow.
Maybe after next week's show. Next week we're doing a Dear Tim and Michelle mega show, and okay. then I will have no questions
Leftover.
Well, if we get through all of them.
Yeah.
And then I'll be begging people to email us questions so that I have spare things in case we don't have any actual news content. And at which point we'll get a bunch of questions, which I will not use because we'll have enough news content. And then this is how it works every year. I get nervous about it every year. We never have a problem.
But if you didn't have those backup questions.
You know how that works.
Yep.
No questions. We end up with 10 minutes of stuff. And then I'm sitting up there having to try to entertain people with my lame jokes and.
Your theories on life.
I do have a lot of theories I could share.
I do have a lot of theories that I could share.
I was going to say, you need to start, if you don't already, you're keeping a list. We tried this at the undercard last year. We tried the rant on demand thing at the undercard, and it failed spectacularly. But you have a list of things you know that I can bitch about.
Yes, I do.
So.
Yes.
At the main event, I do. If we're out of topics, you can throw something at me, and I can bitch about kale.
Yes, that is on the list.
Fucking kale.
That is on the list. I will not lie.
All right. I'm not going to do it now. No. Let's move on. Let's talk about our friends at Viator.
Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Viator is the opposite of kale.
It is. Viator is very... Viator is has a lot longer lifespan. No, kale's probably been around for longer than Viator, but I've known about Viator longer than I've known about kale. Kale came out of nowhere in my world. And I like Viator. I don't like kale. I don't know. I've never had kale. But
I
like...
I had it recently.
Like Viator. One of the things I like...
Arugula? Love arugula. Kale?
Is it arugula or arugula?
I don't know. It's delicious. That's all
arugula.
I know. Arugula.
I probably say it wrong, though. Anyway, one of the things I love about Viator is in addition to all the reliable things that they've offered there for years, they also have seasonal attractions. They have things that vary throughout the year depending on what time of year it is.
What time of year is it?
Let's see. We're beyond dads and grads.
Uh-huh.
Back to cool is kind of winding down.
Yep. Most people are
This is our last holiday weekend until Thanksgiving, which is depressing as hell. But there is a holiday.
Oh, don't say that.
There is kind of a pseudo holiday in there.
Vimf is a holiday. We have that holiday.
For me, it is very much a holiday. But official national holidays before that. Halloween is coming up.
Have you started buying Halloween candy?
Hell no. It wouldn't, first of all, it would make it a week.
Are we the podcast equivalent of displaying Halloween candy right now?
Huh? Repeat that for me. I didn't catch what you were.
Are we the podcast equivalent of displaying Halloween candy right now? Are you about to talk about Halloween?
I'm going to talk about it, yeah. Because you got to plan this shit in advance if you're going on vacation. Halloween candy, you don't have to. Halloween candy, you pick up a day in advance. Maybe the weekend before.
Well, you should pick up a day in advance because if I pick it up a week in advance, it is gone.
Well, you pick it up a week in advance for yourself, and then 2 days before is the stuff you give to the kids.
Right.
We know how that works. But if you're planning a vacation, you might want a little more lead time than 2 or 3 days, especially for some of these Halloween-specific things that will sell out. So if you want to do something cool on Halloween and you're either going on vacation around that time or you're in a town that has... town. It's a city, probably, if it's a major tourist destination. If you're in a city that has some cool Halloween stuff, let me tell you about a few of them, shall I? So you know what the hell I'm talking about?
Sure.
All right. So if you're like in Chicago, for example, they have a Halloween haunted cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Not a Halloween haunted Tom Cruise?
He's haunted all the time, and no. Tombstone, Arizona. Paranormal evening on Halloween. No, I think they have
that's appropriate
paranormal stuff, but to do it on Halloween, just like 25% spookier because it's Halloween.
Do they have a tour in Winslow, Arizona?
I don't know.
Not a Halloween tour, an Eagles tour.
Oh, that could be scary.
That could be.
You're just in some sort of like, it could be like a dark, empty house that just plays Eagles music. Mm-hmm. It could be Hotel California.
It could.
I don't know. You can't ever leave.
You could check out anytime you like. But you can never leave.
If you're in Edinburgh, they have haunted Halloween tours. They've got Halloween.
I'd like to be in Edinburgh sometime. Someday, we will.
Halloween Ghost and Mysteries tour in Venice. There's a two-day Halloween. There's a bunch of Transylvania stuff. So Transylvania, you can do the haunted stuff any time of year. But Halloween, that's when you really want to do it.
Question.
Scare the shit out of you.
What's going to be the most inappropriate Halloween costume this year?
Got to be Jared Fogle.
I'm thinking sexy Cecil the Lion.
Well, that exists.
That exists.
I don't know. I don't think that's as inappropriate as Jared from Subway.
Yeah, that's pretty inappropriate.
Yeah. So anyway, that has nothing to do with this. I'm glad that you're planning your inappropriate Halloween costume.
Oh, if you're in Vegas around Halloween, because the year the coal miner thing happened, there were people dressed up as sexy coal miners.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. So if you, I want to know the most inappropriate costume you've seen in Vegas.
All right. How are they going to tell you this? Please.
Facebook group.
Okay. But you don't look at the Facebook group anymore.
You can look at it and tell me.
All right. We'll have one thread on the Facebook group about disturbing Vegas Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. That'd be a way to do it. All right. So, scary stuff, Halloween, Viator's got you covered. You know what? If it's not Halloween, you can still find ghost tours and haunted attractions and other cool stuff like that that's kind of spooky all year long through Viator. Mm-hmm. They've got you covered regardless of what season it is, where you're going, whatever.
I can actually go on the group and look at it.
Well, that would be big of you. All right. Viator.com is the place to go. Download their iOS and Android apps. I've been getting a lot of messages from listeners who've used Viator and have had great experiences, which is cool, too.
Cool.
Yeah. So, as always, if you're going to book something, use our link at 500bymidnight.com. When you book, we get extra credit points for it, and it tells Viator that you're supporting them via us and keeps everybody happy. So please do that. And as always, thank you to our friends at Viator.
Yes. I just want to clarify something.
What would that be?
I'm just shitty at Facebook in general. It's not the group.
Shitty
it's
at
just,
Facebook.
I am shitty at Facebook.
Okay.
I just am.
Okay.
I am really random with it. Like, I don't check it all the time.
Okay. I believe you. Speaking of Facebook, if you spend any time on our group, you may have seen the Facebook group post of the week from Nathan on September 2nd. He posted asking for quick but good lunch options near Caesar's Palace. He has a conference. Why are you flipping me off? He has a conference there and is going to have only an hour lunch break, and he was looking for some good, cheap options nearby where he could get back to his conference on time. This is one of those things that's like...
Serendipity 3?
You're like, you know what? A lot of them were at other properties, but they were close enough.
Yeah. That would have been my contribution.
Serendipity 3 came up or not. But anyway, this is one of those things that I see a question like this, and I'm like, this is where the group really shines.
Oh, yeah.
Because within an hour, there were a dozen or more options.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. I love that. So as much as there's like people joking around and stuff like that, when somebody wants a really solid recommendation,
jokes are okay.
Yeah, jokes are great. But when there's a need for a solid recommendation, the information is free flowing, and yes, people are really cool about recommending stuff. And every so often you'll get somebody who ignores, I don't know on this one specifically, but somebody who ignores half the question, and they'll be like, oh, you should go to DuPar. It's like, well, that's like 40 miles, not 40, okay, 4 miles away. Not going to be back.
It'd be
in
a
40
minute cab. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Round trip.
Yeah.
Anyway.
20 minutes each way.
So there were a lot of recommendations there, and I think that he got some information that will help him out. So that's always good to see. All right. So we got some phone calls. And as I've been mentioning, we have some phone calls that came in a couple weeks ago from our new friends, Melanie and Trisha, the debutantes of debauchery. If you're not into the drunk dials, you know, you might not like these too much, but I am delighted by them. And so I'm like, yes, we are going to use these, and we are going to listen to them, and we are going to enjoy them.
Yes, we are.
I'm very happy about it. So we're going to start our call segment with a call from our friends, the debutantes of debauchery.
Hey, Tim and Michelle, this is Melanie and Trisha, debutantes of debauchery. We're on the strip. We're minimally wasted, and I just want to give you an update. Right? So in our epic episode, unintended, at Ellis Island, we did not expect to play there. We won a growler, okay? A growler is a very large jug of beer, glass bottle of beer. So we had to haul that fucker, like, back down to the hall at 2 in the morning. Yeah, so you got two blonde chicks with this, like, whiskey bottle with a little finger hold on it going back from Koval.
I have no idea what I'm supposed to say.
That's just crazy. So we're like, oh my God, Pee Wee Herman. I love Pee Wee Herman. I love him. There's no basement in the Alamo. It's him right here. It's Alamo. Hey, buddy. Come on, that man. I gotta get
Pee Wee Herman.
I love Pee Wee Herman. Okay. Right. Pee Wee Herman, we're doing a little recording for a little show called 500 by Midnight.
Okay. Well, first, I'm not the real Pee Wee. I'm just a knockoff.
Oh,
I'm getting the feeling this guy has been sued or threatened with a lawsuit at some point.
I gotta say that.
Oh, I love you so much.
I like you.
Like.
But Are we being recorded right now?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good stuff.
Pee-wee's kind of annoying, isn't he?
You're on a live podcast, by the way.
No way.
This Pee-wee or Pee-wee in general?
Both.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hello, it's Pee-wee Herman.
I'm going to confess that Pee-wee's Big Adventure is one of the very few movies I've ever walked out of.
Really?
Fucking hated it.
Huh.
Yeah. Not for me. I know people love him. He's an icon and all that shit. Yeah.
I don't have a strong opinion. I'm just fascinated.
Yeah, I walked out of that movie. I'm like, I was miserable.
I think he can be a polarizing figure.
I don't know. I feel like most people really like him, but
yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
I don't hate him, but I didn't like the movie. And I'm just kind of like, meh. Not an important part of my childhood. I don't look back on Pee-wee years fondly. No, don't care. And this guy is especially annoying. But they seem to be having fun. But they were drunk, so you know what?
Well, that's good.
Anything is going to be twice as funny when you're in that condition.
Is that the end of the call, or do you have more?
Not the knockoff, but hi. You say no, I always get to say an impersonator.
I'm going
to
go sit in the cherry.
Cherry. Oh, yeah, just sit on her.
I don't know what's going on.
She's nice and warm now.
I love this man.
Oh, well, yeah, I like to keep my couch and my chair and everything warm. So when I get home, it's nice and toasty. Water break.
So one thing I want to tell you is that...
my water break. Oh, yeah, you got it.
I've broken four times that kind of...
Four times,
and I'm so fat.
It's a desert out here, you know.
Yeah. Right on. So we won this growler thing. It was like a whiskey bottle. It's like we're miners coming down from the hills. Like,
okay.
It's golden hole hill. But I hit something, and I won a growler full of beer, which sits under our counter.
Right.
And we're like two blondes walking down Cobalt going, I got my jug of shit.
So what the fuck are we doing growler of beer at 2 a.m.?
Indeed. So this is Melanie and Trisha, if you didn't know that.
Oh.
I thought that VIMP stood for B.I. motherfucking P. And Trisha thought it stood for
Vegas is my favorite place.
And it wasn't until way later that we realized it was for motherfucking, what is it? Oh, wait. Shit, not motherfucking.
Well.
I'm on the wrong.
Just got our rated one.
I don't know. It's on a wrong point.
What is VIMFT?
Fail Internet Mafia.
Not fail.
Vegas. Oh, fucking Vegas. Vegas.
Holy cow.
Internet Mafia. Family picnic.
Family.
When I can tell there's no, well, it's not family like we're used to, like family.
Well,
like gay
family
people.
Right.
It's like, I don't know.
What up, dog?
Right. We're gonna get this man a big tip and a blowjob. We love you.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll take the
together. Just a tip!
Oh! All right. So, congratulations to Pee-wee there. It kind of went off the rails there at the end, didn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. All right. So, drunken chaos with the debutantes of debauchery. We'll hear a lot from them coming up. The other calls are a little more coherent, I'd say.
Okay.
No Pee-wee in the other ones, so I think that helps. All right. Moving along. Next caller, please.
Guillermo. I had a Cody hot dog.
We like those.
Have to get pancakes. But now walk up to the bars, had them at this downtown brand. They are good when drunk. FYI. All right. You guys rock. The table games are great here, but they close them up early. They kept raising the minimums to 25 till everyone leaves. It kind of sucks. No one's happy here. Hope they fix it. Peace out. And Kim, the cocktail waitress, is way hot. Good night. Good morning.
All right.
Noted.
Thank you for that. Have you seen the what the shuffling at Downtown Grand?
No.
So, you know, they only have tables open like 12 hours a day now. They're closed a big chunk of the day. They moved all of the tables, all of them, into the old High Limit room and the old Baccarat room in the back.
Okay.
So all the tables are back there and not on the main casino floor anymore.
Yeah.
Which... Typically,
you want your tables to be in the middle of the casino floor.
Right. You know, people are excited and yelling at a craps table.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of brings life
brings
to the
some
whole...
energy to the place.
Yeah. So they moved them all to the back corner.
Oh, Downtown Grand.
I know. Seems like a bad idea. But we'll see. I don't know. They're trying stuff. They're trying. They brought in one of those big fake, those one of those big push button, push the button craps machines to take,
push the button
to take up a bunch
Come
of the,
on.
A bunch of the casino space.
Okay.
Yeah. So and they've moved in. They moved stuff around. So I don't know. I'm not. I don't. Some of their other moves, I've been like, yeah, that seems like a reasonable, good thing to try. And this one, I'm like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
We'll see. So there you have it. Thank you for the call, Guillermo. We do appreciate it. And thank you for the report on the hot cocktail waitress. I will make sure to file that away in my memory bank. And
probably in your what bank?
Well, memory bank. That's all at this point. After I see her, we'll see. But okay, moving along. Let's check in again with our friends. I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe having all four calls from the debutantes might have been a mistake. But we're going to find out. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, it's Melanie and Tricia. It is the debutantes of debauchery, live from the Vegas Strip.
Live, baby, live.
We're kind of fucked up.
I'm only medium fucked up.
Well, I'm moderately. I don't know how that compares, but it's fine. So we're sitting outside Bally's, and the music is totally loud, and we're going to go in there and have some dinner. Then we're going to go to the Night Swim with AX Fest with Ruby Rose. After that, God knows.
I like Ruby Rose. She's
She has
something.
That right. I just want to add on to the fact that somehow I won this growler of beer last night. At
yes,
the
you did.
Wait, two nights ago?
Yeah, at Ellis Island.
Well, that's right. Past Ellis. So two nights ago at Ellis Island, I hit... 2 sevens because of seven. I want a growler of beer.
No, bitch, you hit 3 sevens.
Whatever the fuck. Or 3 sevens. Okay, I hit 3 sevens, right? I want a growler of beer, right? So me and Hot Mama, that would be
me,
Trisha. And like we're walking down Koval at 2:15 in the morning.
They're really into this growler
beer,
story.
Like we just came down off the mountain. Hottie-ha, hottie-ho. Like coming down with our gold rush shit. And I got this growler of beer that still sits in our room at the Cromwell.
Can't right? do anything but laugh.
Right? So, 2 in the morning, we got 2 hot blondes walking down Koval at 2 a.m. with this growler of beer. And it still sits there.
Now, we just rode the link, the high roller.
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was all right.
No, we enjoyed it tremendously. We got on a non-bar's car, but we...
Which kind of sucks. That kind of... We should have booze there.
I agree. But the guy at Yard House, like, filled us up, topped us off with some really nice food. The Dogfish IPA, what is it, 90?
I have no idea.
The views there were amazing. We took crazy pictures. It was awesome. We're going to go to Bally's Meat Creek because Trisha's a high roller. Yeah. And we got all these hot lesbian friends. They're inked up. They're going to get us in on the guest list to
at Fast.
Ruby Rose, baby. That's where we're going to Night Swim. We have a flight at 7 in the morning, I believe.
Oh, God. Do we really?
We are a bit reluctant to get back to real life.
Right. But we have to.
Indeed, we do.
I know. So we will update you later with the happenings of the night and pray for us, please.
I did find the high Cromwell amazing. We're old, so we couldn't see fucking shit.
I'm like, have you seen my mother, whatever, because it's so dark.
The goddamn rooms are so fucking dark, you can't see jack shit.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. Like I said, if you're under 40, it's cool because you can see things.
We didn't see shit.
I can't hear anything either, so we had oof, like you hear now.
Oof. Yeah.
Where's those Valley shops that...
The branding shops.
I would like to buy some things, I just don't see anything wanting me to buy it.
Well, you're over 40, so there you go.
Easy, guys.
Great. So let's go eat.
We're going to go eat, not each other. We're going to go eat down buffet. Then we're going to go to Night Swim with Ruby Rose, who's hot as fuck.
I know, right?
She's hot.
I know. We're going to be in the pool.
Yeah. We're going to XF that shit at the, what is it, Win or Encore?
The Encore.
The Win Course.
It's the Encore.
Whatever the fuck. I don't know. We're pretending to be a lesbian couple.
We're pretending to be sober.
Right. No, I'm
totally pretending to be sober.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, I thought
not.
I thought we were pretending to be gay.
Well, that too. Oh. But
we've been telling everyone that we're like newly married, and everyone gives us this big happy grin. Oh my God, yay! But no free drinks, right?
What the fuck is up with that?
We deserve free drinks.
Yes, we do. We're gonna try to get some in Bally's.
I think we're gonna do that.
We're gonna do our best.
Tim and Michelle, you guys do us a world service because between these debauchery trips. We depend on you, my love. Yes, we do. You got nothing?
I got nothing. I've got laughing.
I feel like I have more to add.
Oh, you do?
Okay, parking at the Cromwell is awesome. You don't need to do valet because it's like...
Hell, the Cromwell is awesome.
It, like, puts you in an instant...
Oh, my God.
...sort of semi-orgasmic and happy state.
The people are beautiful. Bound bar is fucking sexy.
Oh, my God,
hell.
We love Bound. That's right.
Yep. Our room was beautiful, although compact, but sexy as hell. I'm not a big fan of the lack of fans in the bathroom.
That is a problem.
It's a problem. Parking was easy. Everything is fucking expensive. And
there's really no place to eat. There's no place to poop.
I agree with that.
It's a secret poop.
You know, you gotta have a pooping place. So, anyway, we're going to Bally's. We're going to sign off now.
Love you, Tim and Michelle. XOXOXO.
Adios, muchachos.
That was a good one.
Don't the windows in the bathroom still open?
There's like a little window that opens, so I suppose that's instead of a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose depending which way the breeze is blowing.
Call took a tragic end there.
It did.
The revelation they wanted some fan action in the bathroom. Oh, boy. All right. We're going to hear plenty more from them shortly. Yeah. Okay. I have
the more you
else.
Know.
I have nothing else to say. It gets better. Keep listening. All right. Next up.
Hi, Five Hundies. This is Jeremy and his wife, Liz.
Hello.
Visiting Las Vegas from Modesto. We got here Thursday, went and saw Matt Franco. My wife would give it five Hundies. I would probably be a 4.71 five Hundies. It was very good. In a Yard House that night, it was Yard House. Nothing great, nothing bad. Something to do. Went to Mon Ami Gabi on Friday morning. Breakfast there. It's as good as it usually is. My wife liked it more than I did, but it was fine.
I think that's kind of how it works with us, too. I think you like Mon Ami better than I do for breakfast.
I think so, too.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it, but you, like, really like it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We'll go there. I'm not opposed to it, but you really like it.
I really do.
Like, if you didn't push for it, I don't think I'd ever go there again.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's fine. I don't dislike it.
Huh.
It's just not, like, my favorite place.
Interesting.
I like the view. I like, you know, sitting outside and stuff.
What about when we're not sitting outside?
It's fine. It's a meal.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. It's dependable. I don't dislike it. I just don't think I would be like...
You wouldn't go out of your way.
Probably not. Yeah. It's decent, though. I'm not complaining.
Noted.
And the Amos on Friday night. Meatball, of course, was awesome. First time we've actually got to eat in there, but it was great. So thank you. You guys, along with others, are ones that have pointed us in that direction. We just ate at Bacchanal on Saturday for lack of any better idea. We were doing some other stuff and over there, and that just happened. My wife spent a day at the spa at the Link all morning on Saturday morning. I asked her how many five hundies she would give it. The answer was 10. I tried to explain to her that it was on a 1 to 5 scale. The answer was still 10. So
good.
I think nice. that one went over with pretty good reviews. So anyway, we stayed at Cromwell. Nice rooms. The two-way mirror thing is a little strange to me, but maybe that's just me. So
no, it's not.
But anyway,
it's weird.
It was good. All in all, it was a okay trip. You know, sometimes you get Vegas and sometimes Vegas gets you, but hey, live to fight another day. So thank you. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it. So yeah, Cromwell is one of those places that has the weird, like they incorporate the bathroom into the show. And so they have a two-way mirror from the shower to the bedroom, but it's not like full on
puppet show.
Well, you can kind of see shadows and stuff. It's not like you're, it's not like a, at least when I was in the bedroom and you were in the shower.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I could see detail. It was just like...
Outlines?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of like watching porn on Spectrum when I was a kid. Like, it was all scrambled and you could kind of tilt your head in a certain way and maybe see a titty.
Okay.
I don't know. So, I don't know. It's weird. I don't get why they're doing that to hotel rooms. I wrote about this extensively in the book, The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas, available at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. Why are they doing this in Las Vegas hotel room bathrooms? I don't understand. I don't know. All right. Anyway, moving along. I wonder how that went for Trisha and Melanie now that I think about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll kind of get a glimpse at that in a second here in their next call. Are you ready for this one?
All right.
All right.
Yo, Jim, it's Melanie.
What up, Melanie?
I'm Trisha.
Hello, Trisha.
And we are the
Debutantes of Debauchery.
We're in the VIP section of Paris, Las Vegas. We are. Sipping on some drinks called Mind Eraser? No, it's Painkiller. Painkiller.
Oh, those are good.
We haven't been to the Diamond Lounge at Paris in a long time, but I don't remember what they were, but I remember the painkillers being tasty.
That was Freddie's specialty.
Yeah, Freddie knows how to make a mean drink.
We also have a whole bunch of desserts because we've been telling everyone all day that we got married. Which we did not get married.
No, because we're not like that.
No, I am. Well, so am I, but we're not married. So it's fine.
Oh, right.
We're like that, but we're like not the marrying type. Because I've been married once.
I've been married twice. However, the point is, if you tell people you're married in Vegas and you just got married, you get a big plate of fucking sweet shit.
Especially if you're blonde and big.
Great. And we've got drinks called painkillers. And honestly, I have no pain to kill. So here we are.
We need to tell them what? About tonight.
What about tonight?
We're going to XS at the Wing.
At Hearst.
No, but I don't fucking know what to wear.
You don't wear anything because you're a lesbian now.
Yeah, but you've got to wear some kind of clothes.
No, it's a swimsuit.
Yeah, but just a swimsuit or what?
So we're going to wear just a swimsuit, just like we are here at the Paris VIP, which is why we're getting funny looks. But
we have cover-ups on. Fine. But, I mean, the point is, we meant to go to swimming a pool. We didn't make it because drinks happen. So we drank all day, and we're going to go pretty much drink all night, right?
The Brady Bunch.
Are we going to make it?
No. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
We are totally
need some nap.
We're going to go to XS at the, what's it called, the Wind.
The Encore. Great.
With Ruby Rose. She's family. She's our family. And we dig her. We're going to drink these painkiller mind eraser things because Trisha is VIP. Which brings us to our next subject.
What is it?
Okay. When you kept saying we're having the VIMPF, I thought it was like, yeah. Tim, he keeps talking about the VIP motherfucking P.
Right.
Yeah. So VIMPF. like, and then she thought it was Bill Internet. What was it?
Vegas is my favorite place.
Vegas is my favorite place. She, Trisha, thought it was Vegas is my favorite place for Vim. I thought it was VI motherfucking P. And we're both wrong because it's what?
Vail.
I'm wasted. I know.
I kind of like VI motherfucking P.
I do too.
Mafia picnic family.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay. Tim and Michelle, we love you.
Love you.
It makes me a heart sing to hear you.
Aw.
And you guys are the best. I mean,
thank
between
you.
These trips, your debauchery and happiness beyond measure.
We'll call you back after the show tonight when it ends at 4 a.m. and we can do nothing but laugh.
We totally made out on that.
I rolled? I know we had to.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trish and I kissed on the high roller. That was nice. For me, anyway.
Well, Paris felt close to. Right?
Oh, was it?
Paris felt close to.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was. In any case, we can't wait till CI motherfucking P or Vegas is my favorite place or Vegas Internet Mafia fucking picnic. What the fuck? There's a stuff.
There's working on shit there?
Dude, you gonna come to the shit?
No, I gotta work.
Dude, whatever. You know what we do? We take care of the crackpots. We'll take care of us.
Right. Exactly.
We love you, Tim. We love you, Michelle. We love you, your dogs. They have dogs.
Oh, I love dogs.
Me too.
All right.
Cats?
I love cats too.
Cats can fucking
roll.
Fuck,
cats roll.
Because I don't know.
Cats do not roll. Cats totally roll. More than dogs.
We disagree on pussy.
Oh my god. I love pussy. They still.
Oh. Whoa. 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 Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Yep. One more from them in a minute.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about that. So I think we just better move on to our next call.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. This is Robin from Connecticut. Does it count as a drunk dial if you've had two beers at home and you finally decided to call in your Las Vegas trip?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, here it is. So I decided that even though school has started and I'm really busy, I always want to call in and I never get to it. And so 3 weeks later, I'm calling in. So we went to Vegas in August, which, yeah, it's hot, but and the whole dry heat thing, I'll take it because 85 and humid in Connecticut, I can't stand it. I just stay inside all day. So I like it. I love it. And especially in the mornings at 6 o'clock, walking down the strip, as other people have said, man, it's the best time. So I'm just going to give you seven things that have been mentioned previously. Some haven't. And I had put in my blog and just the list to say that I finally, you know, called in and gave you a report. So here goes. Renting a car. I love renting a car, and it takes me. I just drive everywhere. And after 20 years of driving in Vegas, I know the shortcuts. I know how to stay away from the Strip. And between going to Henderson and Summerlin and North Vegas, and
is going to Henderson or Summerlin or North Vegas like why? I'm not shitting on what anybody else wants to do in Vegas.
Right.
I still am not sold on why you'd want to spend your time in Vegas going to fucking Summerlin. It's a suburb. It's any suburb in America. It's fucking boring as shit. I'm not shitting on what other people do, but for me, I don't fucking get it.
Even though you just described it as boring as shit.
It's a suburb. I don't, like, this is why I don't care about renting a car for me.
For me, I don't want to rent a car because
plus
drinks.
The drinking thing. But I'm like, great, let's hop in a car and go to fucking Summerlin.
Is that where Red Rocks?
Yeah. Well, is? Red Rock is lovely.
Red Rock. Singular.
I don't know. I don't. The outlying area, I've. Las Vegas Outsiders book.com. I cover all this shit. this rant is sheerly a way for me to shill my book. That's
way
all
to go.
It is.
When I go downtown, I can leave when I want. I can get there when I want. It's just the best. So if you're up for it, and it's definitely a non-drinking activity, I totally suggest, you know.
Yes.
You know what? I think some people appreciate the freedom of the car.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
I
talk about that in the Las Vegas Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas as well. The rental car thing,
I'm glad
it's totally,
I could express my opinion and give you another opportunity to show your book.
It's all about how you view freedom.
Yes.
I view the freedom in Las Vegas as the freedom from having to deal with that shit, and other people see it as the freedom to do whatever they want whenever. So it's.
I've driven with you when you're not in a familiar place,
it
and
sucks.
It stresses me the hell out, too.
You should. I'm a basket case. I hate it. Yeah. So I understand. I do understand why people want to do that. I just don't. I'm happy in my happy place, which is...
But he's happy renting a car.
The touristy areas. Yeah, I know, to go to Henderson.
It makes him happy.
That's all that matters.
Yes.
I'm happy that he's happy. He's going to go to Vimp. We'll probably talk about it there.
Getting a car and getting used to driving around, even if it's just up and down the strip, it's just the best. We went to see Olivia Newton-John on
Yay.
Your suggestion.
Awesome.
Got to tell you, you were right.
Thank you.
The band was awesome.
Yeah, they're good.
Very tight and no lip syncing, and she was just really personable on stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was very enjoyable. The audience was, well, at 59, I felt like I was a kid, so let's put it that way. But she was just awesome. We went to Jada's for lunch, and I was surprised that it was only half full on a beautiful day in August, so... maybe you don't need reservations at Jada's for lunch, but we had a great lunch. The sorbet dessert with dark chocolate, toasted banana gelato, and white chocolate sorbet, and it was just awesome. We went to Holstein's. I finally decided to go to Holstein's for lunch, and had the pecan turtle cheesecake shake. Bamboozled Shake. And, oh my God, that was just, it was better than anything else that I had on the menu, which was great. But that shake, and actually you can actually split the shake between two people. There's so much that comes to you. So we went to Pizza Rock, and we had the sausage and stout pizza. Awesome crow, Guinness beer dough. Honey malted Guinness beer dough. It was just outstanding. That with a jalapeno ale from Banger Brewing, because they have that on tap.
Good stuff.
Was a terrific lunch. And the friends that we brought to Vegas this time thought that that was absolutely the best place. Number two on my hit parade is we went to Umami Burger because everybody's been talking about it. I've never had maple bacon sweet potato fries or Korean sweet potato fries before. And, man, I would go back just for that. Just that and a beer would just be wonderful lunch, or any time, actually. But just amazing. Michelle, I know you're probably drooling. Maple bacon, sweet potato fries. Say that five times fast. Oh, man, it was so good. My most favorite part of it, though, was when we drove and stayed at Red Rock, and we had, let me see if I can remember how to say this. It's called Mac and Cheese Waffle. We saw it on the Food Channel. We decided to check it out at the Andiron Steak and Sea in Summerlin, which is basically this huge mall near Red Rock. You can almost walk to it if it's not 110 degrees out. It's a waffle that is made with mac and cheese. And we were going to split one just to have one. And halfway through, it was so incredible that we decided that we had to have our own. So we ordered another one. And you have to kind of order them in advance because they only have one person who specializes in doing this mac and cheese waffle because it's so much on demand. So, but I would strongly suggest it. It was really just incredible.
Wait a minute. If it's so in fucking goddamn demand, why do you only have one goddamn fucking person making it? No. If it's in demand, you have everybody in the restaurant knowing how to make that shit. I'm not buying that. I'm not calling Robin a liar. I'm calling the restaurant. It's PR bullshit. God, I fucking hate that stuff. It is such a load of shit.
Do you go on?
Seriously. That's as big of a load of shit as the let's only make 72 fucking
margarita pizzas at Pizza Rock. Like, I was thinking the same.
Don't make up some bullshit. Oh, it's in such high demand that we only want. That makes no fucking sense. And like I said, this is not on him. It's on what he has been told, or it's on the menu or something.
Right. It's on the restaurant. Fuck. Which happens to be in a mall.
In a fucking mall. Oh, great. Let's go to fucking Summerlin to go to a mall.
Oh, no.
I have no interest. This is why I don't have any interest in that outlying local shit. It's fucking, who gives a, I'm not going to go to Vegas and spend my time in a goddamn mall.
But if you want to go to Vegas and spend your time in a goddamn mall and that makes you happy, I think you should do that.
I agree with that, but I don't.
Tam, I know this could be a little stretch for you because it is. I don't know how you feel about mac and cheese.
I can tell you how I feel about suburban fucking shopping malls.
He loves mac and cheese, though.
You know, maybe it's somewhere along the brunch line. I don't know. But in any case, it was just outstanding. So that is my quick run through. And can't wait to see you guys at Vimp and introduce myself again because
don't stab me.
I know it's been 2 years since I've met you.
Don't stab me, please.
Looking forward to taking care of all the Vimp activities.
Awesome.
Love your podcast, and thanks for all your support and help. You two are the best. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Robin knows I dig him.
Thank you.
We've corresponded many times. He's a good dude.
Good.
I just get worked up about things.
Do you have your blood pressure measuring thing on hand? Because I'd like to take a measurement right now.
I don't think that would be a good idea. I'm glad you're entertained. Let's hear from Paul.
Hey, Paul Bundy. This is Paul from L.A. I'm on my way back from my 3-day trip to Vegas. I just wanted to let you know that the Downtown Grand
moved their crop stable into the back room where I think was a high limit area to increase the amount of slot machines they had. I will gladly report that I was the first roller in the new location and hit my 10 for a passing point. So the downtown tram is still kind of light with patrons, but still, I love that hotel. My room was great, and I hope they pick it up. So that's my report.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did well in the new craps location.
The new craps hole.
I really hope they put a big sign above that area called Downtown Grand Craps Hole. That would be fantastic. All right. Let's wrap it up with another call. The final call from the debutantes. It'll probably be the last time we hear from them for a while. So drink it in.
The B-52s. Oh, my God. The B-52s. Yes, it is. Okay, you're going to be surprised here. No surprise. So, all right. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
All right. So, apparently, Melanie called you back about.
Do you feel snubbed? They've just been saying hi to me.
It's okay.
Don't feel snubbed.
Something involving cancer. What is that about?
All right. I just want to tell you, even though I'm so wasted, that the B-52s are playing here at the Paris. Oh, By the way, I'm so glad that you survived your cancer scare. And
thank
may
you.
I add that I'm you know, this is stupid. I hate fucking through shit, but the reason why Trisha and I are here in Las Vegas is because we are celebrating her cancer anniversary because Aww. She's still alive.
It's 2 years that I've been cancer free.
Yay.
She was diagnosed 2 years awesome. Ago with a very aggressive form of cancer, and there was extreme anxiety on my part. I'm sure yours.
Yep. Major duress.
Major
yes.
duress.
Major.
And here we are at like... we're in Paris. We're still alive. She's still alive.
I don't have my real tits, but they're fake and they look good enough.
They're hot as fuck.
So I had breast cancer and I had cervical cancer and I'm a survivor. And it is 2 years, like next month. And fuck yeah.
This is the point of the trip. This is the point of the... the karma donations and everything else. That's why we have the giggles, because Trisha's still alive, and yep. I love Trisha, and Trisha loves being alive, and we both do. And
isn't that fucking awesome?
Yes.
This, like, made me just, like...
A little weepy.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I am. It thrilled me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Special, actually.
And you know what? Live your life, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, and fuck what everybody else thinks.
Room if you want to.
So, do your thing. Do you. Do the best you can do. Harm no one. Love yourself. And it's all good.
Trish should totally do you. I do, Michelle. She's right. Hot.
We'll talk to you later.
There we go.
Nice.
That's a perfect way to end it now, isn't it? All right. Thank
the
you.
The cancer-free thing is so awesome, though. That's just great.
What about the other part? All right, so thank you to everyone for the calls this week. It was very entertaining.
Yes.
Before we go, we have some other people to thank. But first, Amazon.com listener purchase of the week, Mad Men. Great show. Have you seen the Mad Men program?
I have seen the Mad Men program.
Well, somebody bought seasons 5 and 6 on DVD for $10 each.
Nice.
I support that purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic show. If you've not seen it, what's wrong with you, damn it? Buy the DVDs on Amazon.
We don't watch a whole lot of TV.
We don't?
Well, we do, but we watch the same things.
Twins games, Forensic Files.
Pretty much, yeah.
Dateline, anything yeah. having to do with murder.
Yep.
Yeah.
But not a lot of serial shows.
No, but we watched Mad Men.
We did.
We liked it.
Loved it.
Yep. All right. So thank you to whoever purchased that. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, use our link at 500bymidnight.com.
We would greatly appreciate it.
Yep. We get a little side kickback action from Amazon for that, and it supports show, and you don't have to spend anything extra, and it's great, and blah, blah, blah. All right, PayPal donations. A bunch of people sent us karma donations and whatnot this week. I want to thank them. They include a recurring, well, we have a couple recurring monthly donations, one from Laura and one from Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. Sherry from Canada with a karma donation for a September 13th trip.
Cool. Thank you. Good luck.
Have a great time. Karen, heading to Las Vegas for Labor Day weekend. Hey, that's this weekend.
Yeah.
I bet she's there right now.
Thank you. Hope you're having a great time.
Yep. Todd, Karma Donation, also a Labor Day weekend trip.
Yay.
Everybody's going
likewise, to... Likewise. Thank you.
Oh, which reminds me, awesome Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Monday.
Veterans Day.
One of my favorite days on Twitter.
Memorial Day.
An abundance of idiots who don't know what Labor Day is and are telling everybody to thank the troops and are referring to Memorial Day and any number of incorrect things. It's going to be fantastic, and I'm going to make fun of them all. And
you're going to retweet them and shame them.
There might be a little bit of that. We'll see.
Yes.
Donnie Mack, our good friend Donnie Mack.
Yay.
He is there right now. He's hoping
he
for another.
And his lovely bride are there.
They're hoping for another Royal at Long Bar.
Cool. Good luck. I hope that happens.
Julie and Tony said thanks for the tips and entertainment as they plan their trip. They landed. Oh, wow. When they made this donation, they were 2 hours from landing.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're excited about the long weekend in
cool.
Vegas.
Well, thank
hope you have
you.
A great time.
Fun.
Bill and Kate for something they refer to as the Book and Stage Renovation Fund.
Nice.
That's
thank you.
We're doing that kind of here in our house today.
Uh-huh.
It's just in the form of alcohol.
Yes.
Andy with Karma Donation. Again, Labor Day weekend. Everybody's in Vegas right now.
Nice.
Who's leaving and said he really enjoyed the book and the podcast.
Yay.
And we are thrilled with that.
Thank you.
Randy. We had Andy. Now we've got Randy. Said he always enjoys the show.
Yay.
Also enjoying the book.
Hooray.
This makes me very happy. We have good chemistry together. Did you know that?
Do we?
Randy says we do.
Oh, thank you, Randy.
Yep. He and his wife listen to the podcast. They listen to each one twice.
Wow.
In case they missed some of the subtle nuance.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
He said he's heading to Vegas for his 29th trip since 1990.
Nice.
In early October. And glad that you're getting something out of the show. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Roy with he said this is an apology donation for taking his daughter for her 11th birthday. Yeah, we'll let it go. Thanks for
got to start him young.
Thanks for the karma donation. And finally, Robin, who we just heard from, and he's probably wishing that he hadn't sent us this after all my dickishness. Previous bad karma Las Vegas. He apparently had bad luck in August.
Oh.
So previous bad karma Las Vegas in August and good karma at VIMP.
Well,
we look forward to seeing
you
at VIMP. And you can yell at me in person. And like I said, please don't stab me.
And can I periscope that when you do?
The awkwardness will be fantastic. When I'm like, I didn't really mean it. I love the suburbs. yeah. Okay. So what else? Before we go, I was going to show my book, but I think I probably have done plenty of that, haven't I? I do want to say one thing, and this is, it's a semi-book show. But thank you to people who have been like leaving really, really great. We've had a ton of really great, and I've had a bunch of very nice Amazon reviews.
Cool.
And I'm very grateful for those. So to everybody who's taken the time to leave an Amazon review because they like the book, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It means a lot to me. And people find books that way, and it does help. So thank you for that, and just that you would take the time to tell people. And not only the Amazon thing, but on Twitter, there have been a bunch of people who have said nice things about the book. It means a lot to me. I put a lot of work into it, and it took a lot of time. And knowing that people are enjoying it really, really fucking thrills me. So thank you all so much. LasVegasOutsidersBook.com is the place to go if you haven't bought it yet. I've got to sell these fucking books.
I know. We have some boxes.
Not too many. I mean, I'm keeping a supply. Got to be here. I like to get those orders out, you know, like that.
Right.
We've also got t-shirts and podcast archives if you're into that. It's all on the same website. Check it out. Okay. Enough of that. Let's go. 500bymidnight.com is the website for the podcast, and you can email us. I'm going to begin stockpiling Dear Tim and Michelle questions for VIMF in case we need them. So you can send those along to 500@gmail.com. Of course, you can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And we want your phone calls. Call us anytime, day or night, multiple times.
Drunk or sober.
Any condition. Reviews, thoughts, Vegas-y.
Feelings,
whatever you got. 702-866-9494 is the number. We love those phone calls. See, as always, whenever I say we don't have much to talk about this week, hour and 15 minutes, what do you know?
Yeah. Well, I think our callers
they took care of
helped out
all.
A lot.
Yeah, Melanie and Trisha, I guess we kind of owe them for about half of this show, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you all. We do appreciate it, and we'll be back next week with a big Dear Tim and Michelle mega spectacular. I haven't even looked at these questions. I've been piling up these questions since like June or July.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what we're going to be talking about.
Huh.
So this will be fun. Anyway, thank you as always for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We will be back next week with another show. And until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.